T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eaton, nobody like you in a White Sox uniform in the clubhouse, okay?
Some of the stuff that Adam Eaton had to say this past weekend solidifies that not only is he not liked in the White Sox clubhouse, he's also not liked in plenty of other clubhouses, and I'm sure the one that he's in right now. That guy, oh, that's the worst. All right. I am almost done with my show, but it's not over until I get the opportunity to talk with the Scores Afternoon Show, McNeil and Parkins. I see Parkins.
That would be me.
And I see Shevkowski.
What's
but
up,
I don't
Lawrence?
See McNeil.
Mac is maybe on his way. I don't really know what the latest to the moment is, but Mac was on his way. There was a terrible accident on the Ryan. Sounded really, really serious. He was backed up for a while. And then as he got through the period where the accident was, he himself got rear-ended.
On the restart.
Yeah. And Mac is fine, but now something with his car might not be, his truck. So he is dealing with that. And depending on how long that takes, he may or may not be here. So Shep called himself Mike Montgomery. So he is making a spot start.
Sorry. Unlimited pitch count for me today. I mean, whatever the coaching staff thinks, if they think I have good stuff, then I'm ready to go and throw 140 pitches for you this afternoon. If I'm just needed for 30 to 40.
Doesn't that mean that you're going to be
that too.
Down a few days, though, If we go 140 with you today, like, yeah, that means you're useless the rest of the week.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just I go Steve Stone style the year that he won the Cy Young, and I know that this is going to be my last year with a healthy arm, and I just let it all go out, and I go out completely guns a-blazing that way.
All right. I think that that's probably a fair way to go about it.
Yeah. So, you know, Len Casper will join us at 3, and Kirby Dock, the third overall pick, will be in studio at 4 o'clock, and Shep and I double dated this weekend.
What?
Yeah. So we got some stories from that. I saw the Stones Friday night, so it was an eventful weekend.
How was the Stones concert?
It was awesome, and the only caveat I'd put on that is you just have to know what you're going for. Like they played 22 songs. I knew 17 of them, and I know nothing about music, right? So it was a classic hits type of thing. They played the hits. They did exactly what the crowd wanted. It was really cool to see Mick out there. And the craziest thing for me was probably that my dad, I was there with my mom and my dad, and they both loved it. And it was amazing to be able to give back to them after everything that they've given to me throughout my life. And I've been trying to do that over the last few years once I've actually started to feel a little secure in my career. But my father is turning 75 this summer. Mick Jagger is 75. My dad's doing okay. These are a very different 75. Like watching Mick Jagger do what he can do, albeit at whatever, 70% of Mick. Like, he's not moving around quite the same.
Sure.
But then seeing it with my father, who is basically Mick Jagger's same age, and then thinking about, like, you know, it's awesome that my dad can go out and ride his bike for 10, 15 miles. You know what I mean? Like, he still is fairly active for someone who's 75 years old. But just the difference in 75, like Mick 75 and my dad 75, oh boy.
I thought about it a little bit yesterday when Phil Regan went out to the mound.
Oh my God.
For the Mets, is 82. And then, like, at the end, he kind of trotted off. And I was sitting there going, oh, that guy's 82 years old and he's out here running.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. Like, even if it was, Mick's a little slow, or there's a little bit of time between songs.
He's 75.
He's 75 years old, and he looks better than Charlie, and he looks better than Ronnie, and he looks better than Keith. Like, so, but they still sound like the Stones, which is cool. Like, if you close your eyes, it's like, man, that's the Rolling freaking Stones. And then when you watch them, it's like, yeah, it's the old slow version of the Stones, but it still sounds like the Stones. So it was pretty awesome.
Who had a better 70s then? Mick Jagger or Big Game Tom?
Whoo, I mean,
Because I'm guessing Big Game Tom was living large.
My dad...
I don't know if he was on world tour. Quite
yeah,
like
I mean, I don't know if anybody had a better 1970s than Mick Jagger, except maybe Keith Richards. So, my dad enjoyed himself in the 70s, don't get me wrong. But yeah, and the 80s and the 90s. But in his 70s, my dad is enjoying retirement. And Mick's ass is still up there running around a stage, flying on his plane for some reason, taking 4 days off between shows.
Well, what are they doing? Are there any sightings?
Is there a show
of
tonight?
No, tomorrow
night. Okay.
Man, like, they're resting and recovering.
Do you think that's what they're doing?
IVs.
They're hitting up, I don't know, blues bars or whatever the heck it is in the city?
But they don't have to. Like they.
I know they don't have to, but what else do you do? You're in Chicago for an extended stay.
They do love Chicago because of the blues history here and some of the great blues musicians that they have
connections with.
And have been, inspired by.
Yes. Stolen from.
That's a kind way of putting it.
Inspired
yeah.
by.
Inspired the Elvis by. Recipe.
Throughout their career. But I'm sure some of it is maybe I want to just enjoy this and I don't want to rush through it and I don't want to rush to the next city.
Yeah, it's a combination of both, right? Like they have their own jumbo jet, so they travel in style, but they want to pace themselves. And most of those cities on their tour, they're not doing two shows, but Chicago's always been special to them, so they were doing two shows even before the heart surgery. So yeah, most of the time it'll be okay. So if they're going from, I don't know where they're going after Chicago, but say it's Pittsburgh, like a day of travel, day of sound checks, day of rest. Like Chicago's just happens to be a spot on the tour where they're hanging out.
Let me ask you guys, since we're talking about traveling in style, we're on a plane. We're coming back from France. It's going to be a 10-hour flight. Mm. I offer you $1,500 for the extra leg room. Are you taking the $1,500?
I absolutely am. I'm also in a different financial spot than both of you guys. So, but yes, you can store me in the bathroom for the flight from France back to Chicago, and I will take your $1,500.
Here's how I feel about it. I'm doing it for $2,000. Because if you're willing to offer me $1,500,
you're willing to
pay $2,000.
I agree.
I'm not taking your initial offer, but I am absolutely taking one of your offers.
Wouldn't it also be great to have the story of, yeah, this one time Cam Newton paid me to move seats?
Correct. And you saw the reporting on how it happened. He missed his flight. He had a flight back from Paris. Missed it.
And he thought he was going to get upgraded.
So the only way to fly back that day was to fly back through Dallas and then fly Dallas to Charlotte. So he just got a coach seat from Paris to Dallas and then started walking around, hat and cash in hand, and just kept getting rejected.
And it wasn't a first class seat, right? It was just a seat in the exit row with extra leg room.
Yeah, it looks like one of the like bulkhead seats, like in the front row of coach, where it's got more foot room.
Poor
or something
man's
like
first
that.
Class is what I always call it. Whenever you get the exit row, or you get one of the slightly more room, you think you're riding in luxury when you have that.
Listen, man, I might be in a different financial situation than you, Shep, but I'm still taking $2,000s.
Yeah,
for
man.
10 hours.
No one's turning down money. You know, not turning down free money.
Well, and especially it makes all the sense in the world for Cam. Can you imagine being in that body? Like, it's hard enough to fly more than a couple hours. Like, my body gets sore. I'm all of 6 foot. Imagine being 6'5 and 235 or 240, whatever he is. That cannot be comfortable.
No.
Scrunched up on an airplane.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how come he just compounded his mistake? Like, once you miss that flight, but it matters.
You can wait.
Just wait a day, 2 days, whatever.
Or there's just no price. Like, $2,500, $3,000. Like, at some point, you have enough money, you're Cam Newton, that if you're going to be that uncomfortable, you just pay your price. Like, one of two things. You either wait for a flight in first class, or you just take enough cash out where you buy yourself a seat. I could not believe that the end of that video was him sitting in like 22J. Like I just expected a different outcome of that story.
Or
like, it's so weird to me. Like he couldn't buy a seat from anybody with legroom on that plane.
Or flights are that hard to come by, then you just get a hotel room for another night and you go about that and you spend another night in France.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know. Like I would imagine that the Panthers mini camps are over. So and he's got kids or a kid?
Don't know.
I get you're trying to get back home to your family. I understand that, but there's also the hey, I missed my flight. Sorry, I'm gonna stay in Paris for another day.
I just can't believe he took that L twice. First L, missing the flight. Second L, not being able to pay one person on that plane enough money to give him extra legroom when his budget is limitless.
Well, the other thing that I thought of was maybe it was a group of people who were together and you don't want to not be with your group or you're with your wife or whatever. Like,
man,
that.
Screw my group.
I'm with you.
Give me $2,500, Cam.
Yeah, I think that the $2,000 that you might get back is probably going to help mend some fences when you're able to take him out to a nice steak dinner. Boom.
Yeah, I'd introduce him to my wife. Here, this is Stephanie. I hope you chatter up on the plane. I don't care. I'm taking this $2,000 back. She'll still be here when we land.
Well, would you rather, knowing that the family is the Parkins family is going to get the $2,000, would you rather have the seat next to Cam? Or would you rather have Cam sitting next to your wife for the 10 hours?
Oh, I mean, I would absolutely rather sit next to him, but I assume if that I'm giving up the seat, like, my wife also would then have a good seat with extra leg room, and I just know how that marriage dynamic works. Like, I'm going and sitting back in 22J, and she's going to chat up Cam Newton.
Yeah, I think that's the way that it would go.
They're going to have cocktails. I'll check in on him a couple times during
right.
the flight.
Ashley, you interview him and ask him all the questions you have about Auburn and however the heck he ended up on Auburn's campus, because I'm sure you're very in tune with that.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting back reading a magazine in the last row of the plane.
We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. Want to talk about something that you were saying about Jose Quintana from the Cubs fan perspective. Over the course of the show today, he definitely had a rough outing, and he's definitely not the only problem on the Cubs, but he is one of them. And I think a huge part of it is he was good with the Sox, and the belief at the time was he'd be better with the Cubs. Easier league, better defense, games that mattered more.
And when you
and
got
he's been
him,
worse.
Well, I would say since 18, he's been worse. If you look at the 2017 season, he was better.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He actually was, after the trade, the 87 innings or whatever you got from him were better. And considering some of the big starts that he had in the 2017 season, to me, it's hard for me to be mad at Theo for trading for something that is really valuable in Major League Baseball, an innings eater in the middle of your rotation.
Oh, of course. But, I mean, 2012 to 2016 with the Sox, he had a 3.41 ERA. 2018 and 2019, he's got a 4.2 ERA. So, I mean, he's been almost a full run worse if you just remove that 2017 season where he was half Cubs, half Sox. And, yes, he was better with the Cubs during that season.
Is he 3.7?
Yeah, 3.7 against a 4.4, I think.
And if you look at it, his ERA plus, which is, takes into everything into account, ballpark factor, all of it, it's 106 in his career with the Cubs. It's at 100 this year. Definition of average. That is the spot-on average pitcher is all you're getting, and that's what you gave up for him. Contract can be team friendly as all get up, and it is. That's fine. That's great. But you need more than just innings being eaten. You need productive innings being eaten at the same time.
I think that there have been a lot of productive innings from Quintana. I just think that when there's so many issues on the Cubs, and I don't think it comes up unless Aloy is a major leaguer.
Well, that's part of
it,
but it's also the trickle-down effect of after the deal's made, right? When you look at that, Quintana making that deal took the Cubs out of the running later on that summer for Justin Verlander.
Yep.
Now, we didn't know Justin Verlander was going to stay on his Cy Young pace and still be one of the best pitchers in all of the game at this time.
You were thinking short rental for Justin Verlander to help you win a World Series.
Right, so you thought that, but you were out of the sweepstakes on that part of it. Then you have, because of the team-friendly deal, all of a sudden, Yu Darvish is available, and he's in your price range because of the team-friendly Quintana deal. Yu Darvish has been, outside of two or three starts in a Cubs uniform, that signing has been a disaster a year and a half in.
I would also, on the side of Quintana, I would argue the team-friendly deal allowed you to go get Cole Hamels.
But that was also only done out of need.
Necessity, absolutely.
Yes, like if Darvish pitched and was healthy last year, there's no need to go get Hamels. And as a result, you're involved in free agency, probably whether it's Harper, Machado, or whoever this past offseason, maybe a different bullpen arm that was bigger than Brad Brock, that you're able to pursue because you're not having to to put a Band-Aid on the Darvish signing and the Quintana lack of production, at least compared to what you were getting or thinking you were getting.
So we're going to get into that and the Cubs' strengths and weaknesses. Interesting Sox weekend as well. We're kind of spraying to all fields today on this Monday.
All right, boys. Well, enjoy your time together. You had your double date, and now you get your single date.
Yeah.
For a single date.
We met some otters, Lawrence.
That's
right. It was awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.